In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The days had turned into years in the wilderness, and it caused a bone weariness among the people of Israel. They were more than just impatient. They were short of breath, short of the stamina needed for their wilderness wanderings, short of courage, short of temper. The Back to Egypt committee had been meeting already a few times. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And the food subcommittee had run out of recipes for quail and manna. Their verdict, there is no food, there is no water, and we loathe this worthless food. God's answer was not exactly what they had in mind for being reasonable. Fiery serpents were sent by God, snakes that bit the people, snakes whose venom killed many who had endured the wilderness wanderings to that point. The fiery serpents sent by God bit the people into repentance, as well as any other form of God's law would. Behind the people's complaints, behind the charges the people of Israel had brought against God and against Moses, behind the grumbling of the people was their lack of faith in the word of God and the promises of God. The very God who had already brought them up out of the bonds of Egyptian slavery. And so the snakes bit the people into repentance, and in their repentance the people came to Moses. We have sinned, they said, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. Moses interceded with God, but God did not call off the snakes. Instead, he told Moses to put a bronze serpent on a pole and hoist it up with the promise. Everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. The snakes would remain. They would continue to bite. But now, there was God's word of healing, his promise that whoever is bitten should look to them, to the serpent of bronze, and live. The bronze serpent on a pole would be a part of the history of God's people for many years to come. Faith in the word of God that was connected to that serpent soon faded into worship of the serpent, a worship of the creature instead of the creator. Years later, King Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he broke into pieces the bronze serpent Moses had made, for until those days the people of Israel had made offerings to it. So 2 Kings records for us. And yet the promise of God remained. The word of the Lord met Nicodemus one night and proclaimed once more the promise of God. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. On the lifted pole of the cross, Jesus poured out his lifeblood to cover with his forgiveness all the sins of the world, your sins, my sins. And on the cross, Jesus bruised the head of that serpent, Satan, and snatched out of the grip of death our very lives. Oh, to be sure, there may be those days where it seems as if God has given us a stone instead of bread, a snake instead of fish. Days when we are fed up with dull routine and ordinary gifts. Days when we are short of breath, short of stamina, short of courage, short of temper. And there may even be those days when our faith is more in ourselves than in the word and promise of God. And perhaps one of those days is today. But be sure of this, the word of God is here yet today. His promises are sure. Just as he delivered the people of Israel from the Egyptian bondage of slavery, so God has delivered us from slavery to sin. Just as God gave life and healing to those bitten by the fiery serpents, so also he gives us life and healing, freedom from the death sentence our sin had earned. For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him has eternal life. We have his word on that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.